that passed away.
Mm-hmm. What about a way of saying that that's not very nice?
Well, I think the best way would say it wasn't very nice to me would be say they just passed away.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
That doesn't sound nice.
It does. Uh-huh. Sound better than just say they died, don't you think so?
Uh-huh. What about a really ugly way of saying that?
Well, I think the ugly way of saying it, they'd say, well, he died.
Mm-hmm.
I believe would be worse you could say.
Mm-hmm. And at a funeral, if people are dressed in black, you say that they are
in mourning.
Okay. And on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
feeling so good, so-so.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you'd say you've got
rheumatism or arthritis one. They call it both, I believe. Okay. I don't know which is the right name.
Uh-huh.
That's something I ain't bothered with.
You're pretty lucky.
Yeah, you bet.
What about a disease that children used to get, the throat would get?
They'd call it strap throat, some of the doctors did. Some call it sore throat. Well, some of them have diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Malarial fever.
Or something else.
Yellow jaundice.
Uh-huh. What about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation? You say you've
Your appendix. Have your appendix took out.
Or the disease, you call that, you've got...
have a disease.
Uh-huh. You've got appendix.
Erupted appendix.
Uh-huh. And,
You got to go through that whole book.
It's not this whole thing. Some of that's an index. Say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
You'd say arrested one or two of them.
Or not just one or two. They arrested
them. All of them.
Or
the whole bunch.
Uh-huh. Any other words besides bunch? They arrested...
Crowd. Uh-huh. The whole crowd.
Do you remember people having a dance at home? What they call a dance that they hold at home?
Well, Jen, they used to call it when they had them little dance. I used to have that whole lot around people's houses, and they didn't allow no drink. No, they called them parties, and sometimes they'd call them get together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they called them dances. Had mm-hmm. different names for them.
Mm-hmm. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
turned out.
And after vacation, children might ask, when does school... What again?
On the vacation, wasn't it, when school turned out.
Uh-huh. And then after vacation, you might ask, well, when does school...
Go back in session.
Uh-huh. Or when does school... Another way of saying that, when does school...
Tuck in.
And if a boy left home to go to school and... didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
He played hooky.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you go into the...
Go after kindergarten, go into school.
Mm-hmm. Which grade or class? You call that the...
Well, you go in the first, don't you?
The
first grade.
Uh-huh. What did y'all used to call that when you were going to school?
Huh?
Did you call it the first grade when you were
born? I believe it did when it first started. It didn't have no kindergarten then, I don't think. I never heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Now they start them now, you see, before they get 6 years old, and then they send them to school when they get six.
Uh-huh. And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
desks.
And each child has his own...
own desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you could go to the public...
library.
And to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And you'd catch a train at the
depot.
Or you could call that the
station.
The rail